Hello.
Oh, hi, Arthur.
This is Arthur.
Hi, Arthur. It's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, we played a little bit of phone tag, didn't we?
I guess so. I was away.
Oh,
like
I see.
14 days.
How nice. Were you on vacation?
We were.
Oh,
excuse me.
Good for you.
Of course, I came back with a cold, so.
Oh, that's a nice
bad,
welcome
I wouldn't
home.
Care to, I wouldn't have cared if I had a cold there necessarily, but when you're working, it stinks.
It makes it, yeah, it makes it hard, absolutely. So I did get your message, but I just wanted to kind of refresh my memory if you were wanting to reinstate the whole program or just the website hosting.
No, I'd like to do the whole thing because we never even really got to try it. If you look at when, you know, when I agreed to the contract, and that's why it was, you know, I was just looking for someone to help me with those months where, it was confusion, I guess, on my part. But I think
yeah,
that,
I called you back, you know, to explain what happened a couple times. But what happened is you had gone on our site and requested contact on a form called Google Guaranteed. So the girl that handles that, her name's Amy, she called you back in November to see if you were interested in that Google Guaranteed program. And at that time, you did tell her, I confirmed this with the call history, you did tell her, hey, I want to pause my account for a couple of months, right?
Right.
But she said, I don't handle that. I'll have someone call you back to, you know, enable it. And then when that department called you back, it says they left a first voicemail, a second voicemail, a third voicemail, and for some reason you guys never connected, which is why it never officially paused. So I'm so sorry about that. It was just that, you know, the girl that you spoke with, she doesn't handle any of that. So yeah, and I think that's what you were frustrated about when you and I talked, you know.
Yeah, and if I can just start fresh with you,
you
know,
you can. Absolutely.
And say, you know, if you guys can help me out for that window, you know, I just want to give it a shot. I haven't advertised, and again, I'm not very tech. I'm not that old, but again, I'm, you know, the phone call guy and word of mouth. As far as I've been in business for over 30 years.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of my work, it's always been, you know, when I started out, I had the Yellow Pages. Everybody did a Yellow Page ad.
Yeah.
But I've lived in this town my whole life. And I stay busy with what I have.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, you know, I wanted to advertise to try to pick up more residential stuff, maybe some more hardscaping. Excuse me.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay, so, Arthur.
You know, I just want to give it a shot. And if we can try to make it work this year and see how we do, you know, I'm ready to start to get it going anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely going to love it once it kicks in because Google is kind of like the online version of the old Yellow Pages, except it's a lot more effective because with the old Yellow Pages, you know, sometimes people would look up, you know, landscaping, for example, and guess what Yellow Pages did? They listed the companies in alphabetical order. So if you were Woods Landscaping, you would be at the very back of the list, right?
Yeah, and the only way we went about it back then was it was what you know, did you want a full page, a half a page, you know, to put you to the front page.
Exactly.
So it was, like you agreed to a contract for the year for $2,500,
right?
And you had a payment plan, and it always worked for me. I mean, if I got one or two jobs off of it, it paid. You know, most of the time it paid for the ad. But I did go look at. You know, I can remember at the beginning. You know, I was probably 20 years old, and I'd run around all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and look at. Yeah, I looked at 30 jobs.
Yeah.
You know, if I got two, it was okay. You know,
That's a lot, though. Yeah, two out of 30.
I'm just giving you an idea of what it seemed like, anyway.
Yeah, that's a lot to go through.
Yeah, and I haven't done it in years. Again, everybody now, it's just I've been around long enough that, you know, most people just call me because we've done other work and it's a referral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, I do want to.
Yeah, those referral calls are so beneficial because it's a slam dunk. They're already being referred to someone that
most of the time
used you, right? And so that's also how Google works, because if I'm new to your area and I need your service, right, and I happen to come across one of those people, you know, a friend or a relative or a colleague that knows of you, of course I'm going to hire you, because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get. But right. If I don't have a personal connection like that, I'm going to just type into the computer what I need, and this way Woods Landscaping will still come up on top. Right? So
right.
It's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from that word of mouth chain, because
right.
Google is a virtual word of mouth provider. So my only question to you, and it's kind of good that you worked with us back then, Arthur, because the website is actually still up and running. It's just that there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. So we can get that reactivated right away.
Okay.
Before, you had a call tracking number that would forward over to your business line. So just so that we're all on the same page, do you still want a call tracking number? And if so, do you want it to go to the number that ends in 8587, or would it go to this number?
Well, this is my cell phone, and again, I'm trying to figure out how to do this so that I don't know if we're better off using their, you know, email, the business line, or my cell phone. And then that way there we can kind of look at, you know, again, I'm not quite sure. The business line is probably the better one.
I had problems when I called the business line. It said that our caller ID was blocked and I couldn't get through, but our caller ID wasn't blocked. So
okay.
I don't know if it did that to me, if it might do that to potential clients. So if it were me, just to be safe, I would probably have the call tracking forward to your cell phone. But
okay.
When your call tracking... You want to try
Let's
it that
try.
Way? Yeah, that's what I would do.
You can always change it, right?
Yeah, we can always change it, because I noticed before when you had the call tracking number, when the account was still active, I would call you sometimes through that, and I would get through. So, you know, apparently the number wasn't blocked through the call tracking. It was just when I called it directly. But my fear is that if you're paying us money to get on the first page of Google and get your phone ringing with new clients, I want to at least make sure that they can get through. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do it that way temporarily, and if you change your mind, you could always call me back and put that other number back on. And then you have two options. You could do the package that you had before, which is $199 month to month, and that includes the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, the website gets reactivated, and you stay mobily optimized, which means now Woods Landscaping will come up from the searches from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Okay. Now, there's a bundle package that Google allows us to offer with Facebook ads because we're a premier partner. So if you wanted to go that route, it would be $299 monthly, but that extra $100 goes directly to Facebook to run ads. And I
okay.
know you said you don't do much on the computer, but I don't know if you have a Facebook or not. But what happened?
We do have a Facebook. My kids did set up. Yeah, they set up a
okay.
Facebook page. But mm-hmm. what happened is, I think we were trying to get over. It's a link with you guys.
And you couldn't get it to work?
I couldn't get it through because, you know, I think we couldn't
Hold
remember.
Hold on. Let me look at the notes here, because there might be notes on there showing if there was a reason. Nope, nothing about you trying to link the Facebook ads or the Facebook profile, and I think that that's because your package before didn't include that piece of the puzzle. So I don't think
okay.
we would have asked you to link us to it. So if you want to do that extra bundle package, it's actually pretty cool because the search engines actually track what people in your area are searching for. So we right. would make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up.
Yeah, because so I see how the landscapers pop up on there, and it says sponsored ad. And it'll say,
exactly.
call
exactly.
so-and-so, you know. So, and even if I had to set something up for you guys, you could do that if the old one won't work, correct?
Well, I do see that you have the business Facebook. I looked it up. So we would just send you an email to add us to it. And, you know, it's usually pretty simple, but since you don't go on the computers, you could probably forward it to your kids and they could do it for you real quickly.
Yeah, that's probably help me out. Okay.
Yeah, they could help you out. So I recommend it, Arthur, only because you're reactivating today, which means we have to go in and do hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. It's not going to happen instantaneously where you're on the first page of Google. So
right.
the benefit of the Facebook ads is they get up and running a lot quicker. So we say within under 2 weeks, but I've honestly seen them up on a special request before in like 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's okay. We're just getting going. Usually I don't start till the second week of April, but naturally our winters have been, you know.
Then you don't need it then, right?
Well, you can get it going as soon as possible. Now would be better than later.
Okay. That's what I was just double checking if you needed the Facebook support. Okay. So you want to do that $2.99 package, right?
Sure.
Or do you want to, Yeah, I think that it's going to be much more beneficial. The second benefit to doing the bundle, Arthur, is your Google profile is going to display you first page, front and center in a spotlight position in your local service area and in some of the surrounding areas. But let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's 30 minutes away that you say, gosh, I'd love to take on some jobs there because they're high end.
I like the Cape and Plymouth. You know,
okay, I'll put that in the notes because with those Facebook ads, you can run those wherever you like. You don't even have to have an address there. So let me just put these back into the profile.
You
can do a radius. However, with a radius, okay, you have $100.
Pinpoint towns, better off pinpointing it probably.
I would pinpoint it, and here's why. The $100 budget, we're going to set somewhere around a $3 a day cap, and that's so that $100 stretches throughout the whole month, and you never get an unexpected bill, right? So each morning, your ads will start targeting in all of those specific areas that you give us, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate through Facebook is 50 cents a click, and you have a $3 a day budget. After six people click on it, you rotate off, and somebody else rotates on. So
I was adjusted. We had that. My son's pretty good at that stuff. He was doing, I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. He was putting an amount in there, you know, based on, you know, how many, like you're saying. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, you have some pretty tech-savvy kids. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I suggest if you want to set it at a radius, you can. But what if some of those clicks are getting eaten up by areas that are undesirable to you? You know, maybe there's an area that you don't like to go in, and now because it's set at a radius, your ads are running there, you know?
And
so,
And the other thing I'd like to promote more is, you know, I really don't, we don't do much for like spring cleanups and maintenance really.
Okay.
We do more machine work, and hardscaping, you know, grading, driveways, new lawn installations, things like that. So it's just as far as pinpointing exactly the jobs that we want and where.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that I'm putting this in here. Machine work.
And
okay,
I know we're
going
to have to clean this up as we go. You know, it's going to be.
Well, I'm going to have them modify the website and the campaign. If it is showing anything like spring cleanups or lawn maintenance, I can have them remove those keywords. And then I put here that you want to promote grading, hardscaping, new lawns, machine work. That's all the kind of the right target that you were talking about, right?
Right.
Okay. What about the areas? You said Plymouth, and what else?
Plymouth and Cape Cod, Bridgewater.
Okay.
Trying to see towns. I guess I could, I'm not, Cape Cod could be any town, but, you know, I'm driving. So Bourne, Sandwich,
okay.
Barnstable.
How do you spell that?
Barnstable.
Oh, Barnstable. Okay, I got. I heard it wrong. Barnstable.
Yep.
Okay.
This cold, I'm telling you, is terrible. I'm driving.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 areas. I think that's a really good starting point for the Facebook ad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send over that information to them. And then, of course, if you want to modify it or add it or, you know, change it down the road, you absolutely can. What I'm trying to do is get everything reactivated for you without you having to go through the whole client interview again, because that's like a 30-minute phone call. But I think since, you know, the old website's still up and we just have to get a new call tracking number and then modify your keywords and start the Facebook ads, I'm pretty sure I can start this without doing a brand new client interview. So as far as the payment, is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
I'm going to give you it right now.
Okay.
We're going to use that. Yeah, that'll be a Chola. I wish to leave it at the house. I'll give you this one.
Okay, go ahead.
You read that? I can't read that one. Sorry.
It is 5156.
Okay.
7689.
Got it.
0409.
Okay.
4631.
Okay, expiration
is 328.
328. And then the little code on the back?
471.
471. Okay, now is it still 4 Old Thomas Street for the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, and then does this one say Arthur Wood or Arthur N. Wood? How does the name
read? Arthur N. Wood.
S like Frank or S like Sam?
N.
N as in Nicole.
N. Okay, I have that. Arthur N. as in Nicole. Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. I misheard you. So what I'm going to do, Arthur, is I'll go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash. And like I said, I don't think I'm going to have to create a new client interview, but keep an eye on your email because I'm going to forward you that email to add us to the Facebook page, and you can forward that to your kids. So Facebook department would follow up with you if they see that hasn't been completed because they can't start the ads until that's been completed. So just try to be responsive. If you see that Local Splash is trying to call you, that's probably the reason why, okay?
Okay.
So for the voice recording, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what you and I just discussed, so just kind of bear with me. It'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot, but it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Woods Landscaping.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Arthur Wood, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the account setup will be charged today, March 20th, in the non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each day on the 20th, or each month, I should say, on the 20th, in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then you're all good to go for now. So I'll reach back out to you if I find out that they're going to need to do a new client interview. But if you don't hear from me, just go back and look at the site in the next couple of days and make sure that it's displaying all of the correct services for you. And then,
okay.
Of course, be responsive, because in addition to the Facebook department, I think there's a gentleman named James that might call you also to reset up the call tracking number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me just make sure that the payment processes, and then you'll be good to go. And I want to add the call tracking to your package too, so that they don't try to charge you extra for it, because you had that included before. So one moment. Of course, now my computer's spinning, and it's... I always say computer.
And as far as turning it on and off, like if we start to get buried with work and I can't take any more work on, then you can pause it, correct?
Yep, same thing as the automatic renewal. As long as you do it within 3 business days of the 20th of any month, you can absolutely do it. And try not to do it via email or text, because they just want to verify that it's actually you that's wanting to pause it. So you can call the toll-free number for customer support, which is the same number that you called me on earlier, but if you hit option 1, anybody can help you, okay?
Okay.
Also, I can do a hold. So that's not my department. It's not what I typically do, but if for some reason you can't get through to customer support, you could always use my extension 777, and then
I'd be happy to
put it on a hold, because that way you're not paying for it during months that you don't have, you know you're not using it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go. So welcome aboard again. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to be thrilled with it now that you're bundling it with the Facebook ads. So
I hope so. I hope it works out, and I'm looking forward. I like getting out there and selling the work. So
yeah, this is a good time of year for it too. What's that saying? You have to strike while the iron's hot, so to speak. So that's good
right.
that you're doing it this time of year, with spring coming. So that's awesome. So,
yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you again for reaching out to me, Arthur, and have a really great rest of your day. And the same to Mrs. Wood. I know she came on to do the card, and I didn't introduce myself, so I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Okay. All right. Have a really great rest of your week, guys.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.